Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Fix the Family Fix America Radio Show!
Fix America Radio right here live with you again. Happy day, everyone. Thank you for joining the fastest growing, the best, the most hard-hitting, the most controversial family talk radio show in the universe. I am your host, Humble Jack Hatfield, here giving you the news that you cannot hear affecting your families and affecting this country and affecting the world that you are not going to get anywhere else. We are, again, Fix the Family, Fix America, and we do that in four parts plus one. First part being positive fathering, then make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. The plus one is disease and the diet. The absolute charge to stop, prevent, and cure degenerative diseases that are affecting families across this world. Thank you for being here. As is the case every Wednesday now, we have disease and the diet workshops going on across the country. Another one happening this evening. The place is Charleston, South Carolina at Earth Fair. Charleston, South Carolina at Earth Fair. If you are within 6 hours of that, you need to get in the car and go right now and start driving. Start driving. Charleston, South Carolina at Earth Fair. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, again, this is Fix the Family, Fix America. I am your host, Jack Hatfield. We do it all. We're going to talk about there's some salmonella out there, and if you're in some areas, you need to stop and pay attention. We're going to start. Here's the headline. It has the word death panels in it. Then we're also going to talk about how a white powder should be legal, says a top doctor. Wonder what that's about. Then we're going to talk about all the people that are graduating from college in 2014, the class of 2014. What are they thinking? What's their mindset? That's to know. We're also going to go into, there's this woman in Britain that has an amnesia that makes her remember that it's only 1 year. She can only remember 1 year of her life. Then there was another woman that was too fat to leave her house. Too fat to leave her house. Then, as we always attempt to hit on, they're talking about, cancer. Wonder what they're saying there. And then technology. Is it causing you problems? All this and more right here on Fix the Family, Fix America radio show. Again, I am your host, Jack Hatfield, and we are going to get started now. are so glad you are with us today on Fix the Family, Fix America Radio. I am glad you're here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about something here. This is big time. There is an egg recall. One of the nation's largest egg producers is recalling just a small number, 228 million eggs, after these eggs has been linked to an outbreak of salmonella. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said the eggs from Wright County Egg in Galt, Iowa, have been linked to several illnesses in Colorado, California, and Minnesota. There have been about 200 cases of strain of salmonella linked to the eggs weekly during June and July, four times the normal number of such occurrences. So they have now done a nationwide recall from eggs packaged from May 16th through August 13th. That's a long time. That's 2 months. That's how fast your Centers for Disease Control has been on the mark for this. Anyway, eggs affected by this recall were distributed to food wholesalers, distribution centers, and food service companies in, pay attention, California, Illinois, Missouri, Colorado, Nebraska, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. These companies do distribute nationwide, and the eggs are packed under these names. Please pay attention. Lucerne, Albertson, Mountain Dairy Eggs, Ralph's Eggs, Boomsma's Eggs, Sunshine, Hillendale, Trafficanda, Farm Fresh, Shoreland, Lund, Dutch Farms, and Kemp. On the side of those eggs will be plant numbers P1026 or P1413 and P1946. Those will be the three plants for the egg recall. If the numbers are between 136 to 225, the eggs can be taken back to the store for a new set of eggs. So check that out, ladies and gentlemen. Salmonella in the eggs. And as a regular listener of Fix the Family, Fix America, you do know that we talk about disease and the diet. And it's a very, very, very good potential for chickens raised and grown and basically manufactured up in cages and raised incorrectly and not organically or free range, they have more instances of salmonella in those chickens than the organic free range eggs. Does that make sense? What I'm saying is the organic free range eggs are less likely to carry salmonella. All right? There's a reason for this, because the chickens eat grass and worms and grubs and all kind of stuff like that, and they are less stressed. That's right, less stress. Now, from that less stress comes less issues in the egg. Does that make sense? Yes, it does. See, when a chicken is fed the wrong food, okay, and a chicken is raised the wrong way, then they are going to have different issues. Oops. They are going to have different issues than chickens that are allowed to roam free and live as they were living before we decided to put them in cages and make farms out of them. 1 second, and I will get to some very important research. Now, I'm not saying that the risk of salmonella is gone completely from the chicken that's raised that way. But what I'm saying is that it is a little less likely from the chickens that are less stressed and fed correctly. All right? And that's important to know. Now, conventionally, raised egg layers are combined in close quarters where free-range chickens have more space, and this extra space translates into less contact with waste and lower contamination rates. So, a recent survey found a quarter of caged hen populations tested positive for salmonella versus only 5% of organic flocks and 6.5% of free-range flocks. So, that is a quarter of a chance of salmonella from organic and free-range to the caged hen populations. Now, I can guarantee you that these big farms that the salmonella eggs are coming from, some of these huge industrial chicken farms house 30,000 or more birds, and they have four times the level of bacteria of smaller flocks mandated by organic standards. So it's very, very crucial that you pay attention to what you're eating from your eggs. Now, free-range chicken is one of the best ways to get the protein and eggs that are incredible. Incredible, incredible, incredible stuff. Now, there's a flurry about the salmonella right now, and they're saying that reports state the shell is impregnated with salmonella and not cleanable. Now, let's look a little bit into the half-truth there. So, eggs are contaminated with some excrement at delivery. There's no doubt about that. But it really isn't a problem if you use common sense. You can clean the shell. And then you can actually soak the eggs in hydrogen peroxide for 20 minutes before cracking them. Now, always look for cracks in the shells when you purchase eggs because a cracked egg is a reject. Now, there are 69 billion eggs produced and eaten yearly. Now, how many was in this egg recall? Only 228 million. Let's do a little math on that real quick. Let's get a calculator. 1 second. Little calculation here. These are some big numbers. All right, we got 69 billion eggs. 69 and a lot of zeros divided by 228, and then that's less than 1%. That's not a lot at all. So, when you think about the egg recall of 228 million eggs, that's really a drop in the bucket out of the 69 billion eggs that are consumed a year. Wow. So you're about as likely to win the lottery as you are to get sick from an egg. Now, of course, the towns and egg companies and packaging names that I rattled off there are now a little more successful because they found it. But in the scheme of things, there's no real reason to get scared of eggs. Now, what to do is make sure you eat the organic free-range eggs because the risk of salmonella in those egg varieties are definitely lessened. And that's what we talk about here in Disease in the Diet. We point out why, and the eggs are actually better for you. They have more nutrients. They have more protein. They have less risk of salmonella. They have the way of organic omega-6 and omega-3s together. Very, very good. You got biotin. You got all the good stuff in an egg. So do not be scared of eggs. We're not doing this to scare you of eggs. What we're trying to tell you is that there are an awful lot of protein, amino acid, healthy fats from eggs. And do not be scared just because there's 220 million, which is less than 1% of the 69 billion eggs consumed every year. But you're going to see that is going to be pushed in the mainstream. I am definitely not the first place that you're going to hear about these 228 million egg recalls. What I am here telling you is that that is going to be pushed a lot so that there can be more intervention into the eggs and into those farmers' lives. And when you start hearing about that, remember, we got to pay attention that it's possible that, you know, some of the eggs got out with the salmonella, but in all, it's not a whole bunch. So keep sunny side up on your eggs because of their enormous health benefits. And please don't pay attention much to this very small drop in the bucket of eggs. But in those areas, those cities, and those labels, check the package, take them back, go get you some new eggs, and then bust you out one for breakfast in the morning and quit worrying about it. Or better yet, change packaging, change labels, change brands, and purchase the organic free-range eggs that you can find, and just completely lower your salmonella risk all the time from now on. It's that simple. This stuff isn't hard. I keep telling people it's very, very good stuff. Gotta keep it going. Gotta keep it going. And that's why we do Disease and Die here on Fix the Family, Fix America. We make sure you are ready for it all. So get up, back it in. I just got a live question here through email and chat. What about cholesterol? You're telling me to eat eggs, but I have high cholesterol. Well, remember, if you listen to this show on a regular basis, the people that consume the most eggs, and you calculate the relationship between cholesterol and cognitive performance, the ones with the highest cholesterol are better at word fluency, attention, concentration. So blood fats are good for your brain. And if you listen again last week to the show, we talked about the cholesterol myth and why that has been a travesty of an idea put on the American public. High cholesterol is not a precursor to any disease, heart disease, or anything. You need to start doing some research. High cholesterol is not a bad thing, and you cannot get, your liver will make most of your cholesterol despite what you're consuming. But anyway, they did a six-week study of adults consuming two eggs a day. Their cholesterol levels did not move either way. What? In fact, they didn't even find any endothelial functioning, which means the widening of the arteries, which is the widely regarded sign of arterial disease and an indicator of future heart risk. The research said that that is not the case when you eat eggs. And in fact, no effect on plasma LDL, and even among those with already elevated LDL. So, pay attention. The overall risk for heart disease was identical whether participants ate no eggs or seven or more in a week. And the two eggs in a diet may have a different effect on those with elevated blood lipids, but only in a good way, because there's no correlation between lipids and cholesterol. How about that? Now, egg, the term egghead means you're very smart, right? Well, in other words, the people who eat eggs are more smarter, have better word fluency, attention, and concentration, as I just said. So quit worrying about your cholesterol. Listen to the show a little more often. In fact, I have to put out some praise to everyone out there. This show is becoming the fastest-growing family talk radio show in the world, and I am so pleased that you're listening. But I need you to do me a favor. We're trying to reach a new milestone in listenership. If you could, get out there and tell everyone that you know tonight to listen to this show and start listening on a regular basis. I promise you, my promise to you is that you will hear information here that you will get nowhere else. You will find ways to be a better father, a positive father. You will find ways to make a difference as a mother. You will find ways to pull yourself through the parenting issues. You will find ways to reveal your success. And you will find correlations between the degenerative diseases and the diet. And the small, simple changes that you need to make to stop and prevent degenerative diseases from coming into your family. This is our promise to you. Tell everyone about us. Fix the family. Fix America Radio. Again, I am your host, Jack Hatfield. Now, the egg recall we just spoke about. Now, this is major here. I've got to talk about this right now. Right now, I can't let it pass. I don't want to get to where we're out of time like we are every week. Whew. All right. The Telegraph in the UK, the article starts this. U.S. breast cancer drug decision marks start of death panels. Because America's health watchdog is considering revoking its approval of the drug Avastin, that for use on women with advanced breast cancer, and it's leading to accusations that it has marked the start of the death panel drug rationing. What? So basically, Avastin has been used as a breast cancer drug, and they're thinking to rescind the endorsement. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is thinking of rescinding the endorsement of using it on breast cancer, but they're going to keep the endorsement of using it on colon cancer. The drug was initially approved after a study found that it prevents blood flow to tumors, and if you are listener to this show, you know what that's called, anti-angiogenesis. And one of the studies of stopping cancer and stopping obesity and stopping other degenerative diseases is angiogenesis, that if the blood vessels do not grow into that area, guess what can happen? Nothing. You can't get fat. You can't get cancer. You can't get diabetes. Very important. But anyway, this drug was initially approved after a study found that it prevented the blood flow to the tumor, so it extends the amount of time until the disease worsened by more than 5 months. Now, two new studies shown the drug does not extend life by even an extra month. So, the FDA advisory panel now voted to drop the endorsement for breast cancer treatment. They cited effectiveness grounds for the decision. But what was really said in there is that the cost effective was the real reason ahead, because the drug costs $8,000 a month and is given to 17,500 women in the U.S. a year. Now, first off, we all know that we talked about a drug last week, a diabetes drug that's killing you faster because it'll make you have a stroke or a heart attack instead of curing your diabetes. And the FDA still allowed that to stay on the market, right? Remember? Remember when we spoke about that? Now this one, not two new studies showing the drug doesn't even extend life by an extra month. The FDA suddenly has a change of heart for breast cancer. What? Now, if the approval of the drug is revoked, U.S. insurers will stop paying for Avastin. Now, this is what people are saying. Excuse me, need a little libation there. Can't breathe. Nose has stopped up. The sun and the rain has come out, and I believe it stirred up a little stuff outside and getting to me as I travel to and fro the many places that I go. And that rhymes. I'm a poet. So this could be, people are saying this is the slippery slope that leads to more and more of the possible rationing as the healthcare is being enveloped by the government. Enveloped. See? This is why this show is free. Right here. We don't charge for you to listen to this show. Because I say weird words. enveloped by government. So this could be something that they're looking at as simply a cost issue. And the study that the current study that came up and said that it may not extend life by an extra month is the exact opposite of what the other study said. So we will have to monitor this closely. Women, breast cancer, second most common cause of cancer death among U.S. women. 40,000 of you died because of it. It's time to start paying attention. Now, Avastin is still approved for colon, lung, kidney, and brain cancer. However, the FDA review and recommendation applied only to breast cancer. Let's look back, shall we, as we went through the death rates of cancer and which one did the most. Hang on a second. I've got my handy-dandy Here's How You Die book. Cancer, the number one cause of death. All right. So, let's look here. If you were to look, let's look at colon, lung, kidney, and brain cancer. In the scheme of deaths, of the 273,000 female deaths and the 293,000 male deaths, okay, in the scheme of deaths, start with colon. Colon cancer is killing 10%. 10%. Okay? Lung cancer killing somewhere between 24% and 31%. Kidney's very small, 3 and 6%. And brain, 2%. Breast cancer, 15% to 20%. So, breast cancer, the second most killer of cancer. Actually, breast cancer is the fifth most killer of people in all cancers. Starts with respiratory, then digestive, then genital, then leukemia, then breast. Breast being all by itself there, because digestive takes up a lot of different cancers. It can take up the pancreas, the liver, the stomach, the kidney, the bladder, the colon, the rectum, the prostate. Excuse me, not prostate, it's not digestive. And then respiratory would be lung, esophagus, mouth, larynx, and then leukemia, lymphoma, and then genital cancers of cervix, uterus, ovary, prostate, number three. So is this a attempt to stem the cost? Lung, trachea, and bronchus is the highest death rate. Then stomach, colon and rectum, then liver, and then breast in the scheme of things. So lung is still approved for lung, but they're taking away from breast cancer in women. So we need to, ladies, I would, moms and single moms and ladies out there listening to the show, I would get on board and start looking into why all of a sudden there were studies saying that this may not extend life even 1 month. When they started saying that it could extend, prevent blood flow to the tumors. It also, if you listen to this show, you will know that Avastin is probably not something we would even look at for disease thing, because it's, you know, an extra 5 months until the disease worsens, or not extend life by even an extra month. really isn't worth it to the scheme of things. And then I'm sure the side effects of Avastin, which I don't have time to look into at this moment, probably very, very large. But the key to this is, it says, headline, U.S. breast cancer drug decision marks start of death panels. So we need to start paying attention to certain drugs suddenly coming up out of the woodwork and saying, this doesn't work here. This doesn't work here, even though it's been working for years and years and years, just like we looked at the drug that has shown to kill people over time, but yet they still have it on the market. Where is the fine line there? When a drug comes up and says, you kill people faster than the disease you're treating, but yet you can stay on the market, versus you can extend the life 5 months, but I've got to take you off the market because you're very, very expensive to make. That starts putting a price tag on life. And therein lies the fear. Therein lies the fear. Comes up as you go to fatherswithvoices.info. We spoke with Eric Leggett 2 weeks ago. We hope to have him on again soon. Fathers with Voices, Eric Leggett, he's triumphantly helping us. He specializes in assisting fathers that are ready to step up to the plate and be the father that they need to be during the struggling times of a very bad breakup. So we'd like to put you in touch with him. And as always, you can get in touch with us. You can call here live during Fix the Family, Fix America show at 347-677-0692. Or you can get to fixthefamilyfixamerica.org, hit contact us, and ask us any questions. You can also go to diseaseandthediet.com and join up and get the fastest, most on-the-edge cutting news as it happens, delivered to your mailbox, email box, delivered to your cell phones, however way you would like it delivered. Go to Disease and the Diet, sign up for the subscription, and we will get you the news that you need as fast as you can get it as we learn it. It's that simple. As fast as you can get it as we learn it. You can also join us on Facebook at facebook.com/, I'm pretty sure it's Disease in the Diet. It may be DATD. Let's see. That's terrible. I do not know that on the, off the bat. Very bad, very bad. Hang on. Twitter, I'm pretty sure, is DATD. Twitter is DATD. Facebook is facebook.com/. Oh, it's a group. So it's not really anything. It's not really a slash anything. Well, let's see if you can search for it in the Facebook search. Yes, you can. Just type in Disease and the Diet, and you will click on that group, and we'd like you to join us up to get the In fact, while I'm here, I'm going to type something. On the disease and diet wall, if you will, the wall. People listening in to the Fix the Family, Fix America radio show, having a ball. This is a live wall right. Oops. Live wall right. Okay. So please go to Facebook. If you are on it, go to Facebook, search for Disease and the Diet. Join us up. You can get news there. But to get the other news faster, go to Disease and the Diet, purchase the subscription. You get the workbook from the workshops every month. You'll get it delivered to your door, actual paper in your hand. You sit down and read and just be stunned at the amount of stuff that is in this workbook. And we call it a workbook magazine because every month, inside it, we give you quizzes and et cetera so that you can take it to your nutritionist and or doctor and or persons of interest and spark the conversations that you need to start making the good decisions for your nutrition, diet, and health. That is important. So we need you to do that, get that going, and make it happen today. Go to diseaseandthediet.com. And you can join us up. And, of course, ask us any questions at fixthefamilyfixamerica.org. We are having a great time. Now, our nationwide print sponsor. We talk about it every week on the show. Sandhill.SohoOffice.com. Go there right now. I know you're thinking about it. I get the people. I meet them every week. Going, I have to do something. I have to break out and be my own boss. I have an opportunity here that I see, or I have an idea that I can do, or I have a skill set that people need. And you sit there and you say, should I break out? Should I? How do I get a logo? How do I get started? How do I get business cards? How do I do websites? I need websites. I need marketing. I need social media marketing. I need lots of stuff. Well, let me tell you where you get it. Sandhill.SohoOffice.com. All of your printing, all of your meeting rooms, all of your mail and suite areas, everything that you need to make you look big is right there. What about my home office? I have to set up laptops and printers and wireless networks, and I have to work, and I have to get all this going, and what happens if I have a problem? Well, they do that too. Sandhill.SohoOffice.com takes care of you in every way. You will look big, and let me give you something right now. Fix the Family, Fix America is giving you permission, every single one of you listeners, to go out there and be big. Big. Stop being small. Get big. Bigger than big. Bigger, big, big, biggie. You can do it. We will help. FixTheFamilyFixAmerica.org. Ask us questions. And then for the extra assistance to start your business or service or product launch, you go to sandhill.sohoffice.com and they will make you look big. How many other places do you know that you can start off as a single solo entrepreneur, but yet have your printing department, your marketing department, your web department, your IT department, and your meeting area all in one spot? Just like a big guy. That's Soho Office. Sandhill.SohoOffice.com. You go now. Funny, I had no switchboard button to stop that music, but it's a great song, so it wasn't a problem, but I finally got it going. Let's talk about what a doctor just said. One of Britain's most senior doctors said, you know what? Cocaine should be legal. Yeah, Professor Sir Ian Gilmore said making drugs such as heroin or cocaine legal would drastically cut crime and addicts' health problems. What? He says state we speak weird stuff here on Fix the Family, Fix America. We try really hard to look up languages that are lost and bring them back to the forefront of the center of attention. So, back to where we are. State-regulated use of drugs would also save money and avert the need to try to stop drug production in countries such as Afghanistan. Wow, what a simplistic view. Let the government make our cocaine and heroin, and countries such as Afghanistan would just go, well, the government's doing it now, we'll quit. That's exactly what they'll do. That's exactly what's going to happen. He also says that since you decriminalize it, it would drastically reduce crime and improve health. Let's delve into this logic, shall we? Laws that are taken off the books to decriminalize illicit drug use would definitely reduce crime because then it would no longer be a crime to go get high on heroin and cocaine. So that crime would be gone, correct? Yeah, basically. Now, improve health. Okay, he's saying that the prohibition of drugs has been counterproductive and made many public health problems worse. Okay? It's saying that there's evidence that the total prohibition of drugs, making them totally illicit and unavailable, has not been successful at reducing not only the health burden, but also the impact on crime. If there is a regulatory framework around illicit drugs rather than a blanket prohibition, that would not increase the number of drug users. Let me get this straight. This man says that just because we say cocaine and heroin are no longer against the law, drug users will not increase. Brand new teenagers coming up going, dude, what is that? It's heroin, man. Cocaine. I guess. You snort cocaine, right? Heroin? You snort heroin? No. Okay, well. Snorting cocaine is a person over there snorting cocaine. The teenager goes up to him and goes, what are you doing? He goes, snorting, dude. And the teenager's, you know, going to do the old adage of just saying no. He goes, well, I don't want to do that. He goes, but dude, it's legal, dude. Oh, well, still I'm not going to do it because legalizing ought to increase the number of drug users. So he is saying it is more cost-effective to treat people with drug problems than it is to close down poppy fields in desperate countries. What? Keith Bass, chairman of the House of Commons Home Affairs Select Committee, said the legalization of drugs, I think drums are still legal, right? I'm pretty sure that a teenager looking at a guy playing the drums on the street looks at him weirdly, though. Doesn't look at the cocaine snorting as the same way. Anyway, he said exactly what I just said. It would simply create the mistaken impression that the substances are not harmful, when in fact this is far from the truth. So, Sir Ian Gilmore says legalizing
cocaine and heroin.
Cause absolutely no more drug users and would be more cost effective bringing them into the healthcare system versus going and fighting and destroying poppy fields in Afghanistan. When people say stuff that really deep in your heart, you know, is just wrong, you don't have to say much. You just say what they say, and everybody looks at you going, what? What? Now for something fun. Let's do something fun real quick. Let's talk about the... No, I'm going to get to that in a minute. Let's do something. I got to do this. Cancer has now, according to a report, the American Cancer Society contends in a new report, it will present at the Global Cancer Conference in China this week. That's right. You only heard that there was a Global Cancer Conference in China this week from Fix the Family, Fix America Radio. Let me repeat this. There's a Global Cancer Conference in China this week where the American Cancer Society will present in a new report that cancer costs more in productivity and loss of life than AIDS, malaria, flu, and any other diseases that spread from person to person. Cancer costs more in productivity and lost life than AIDS, malaria, flu, and other diseases that spread person to person. In other words, saying cancer is now the new epidemic. Not your H1N1. Not your AIDS. Not your malaria. Not your flus. Not your bird flu. Cancer. Chronic diseases, including cancer, heart disease, and diabetes, account for more than 60% of deaths worldwide, but less than 3% of public and private funding for global health. They're saying, of course, in this paper, that tobacco use and obesity are fueling a rise in chronic diseases. The same old, same old, same old. And if you listen carefully to what I just said, what is the American Cancer Society really trying to say when they're saying it's the top economic killer? Sounds like they're saying, we would like you to give us more money. Because the stuff we do kills 60% of the people, but we only get 3% of public and private funding. So we kill more people, and we do it with less money. That is... You can't make this up. Wow. So what they're saying is the cancer's economic toll in 2008 was $895 billion, equivalent to 1.5% of the world's gross domestic product. That in terms of disability and years of life lost, not the cost of treating disease, which wasn't addressed in the report. Now, many groups have been pushing for more attention in the non-infectious cause of death because they're saying, you know, H1N1 gets all this stuff. No, I didn't, but I'll check it in 2 seconds. H1N1 gets all this press and gets this big push in vaccines and blah, 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 but yet cancer slowly just takes everyone away. Heart disease, slowly, just takes everyone away. Diabetes, slowly, just takes everyone away. Cancers are now striking people earlier in their life cycle. According to Dr. Julio Frank, They're saying that we're literally being victims of our own success. More people are surviving infectious diseases and living long enough to develop cancer. Wow, this sounds a lot like the experiment we talk about in diseases and diet workshops. We want you to die or be healthy, but you're living too long, so you're getting cancer. Now, wow. They're also saying that only 5% of cancer treatment and prevention money goes to the countries that bear 80% of the burden of the disease. I would like to see what he's trying to say there. It sounds like he's trying to pony up money to fight cancer in other poorer countries. In which, if you look closely, the cancer rates in other poorer countries. Let's look. Let's look in our handy dandy book. Da da da, cancer. It's bad, bad, bad. I just totally made that up. the U.S. has 567,444 cancer deaths in the year. Europe has 1,860,000 cancer deaths. So they're I believe their government-funded program is killing more people from cancer, I believe. That's what it looks like here. East Mediterranean, 296,000. Africa, only 418,000. West Pacific, this would be China, Japan, all that stuff, 2,343,000. And Southeast Asia, 1,178,000. Now, if you look at the death rates per 100,000 of the population, it goes this way. Listen carefully and tell me if these are the poor countries. Europe, 212 per 100,000 of the population. West Pacific, 136 per 100,000 of the population. Americas, 134 per 100,000 population. Next on list, Southeast Asia, 74 per 100,000. East Mediterranean, excuse me, Africa, now 62, then East Mediterranean, 59. His statement doesn't bear water when you look at the facts. And it also seems like this report, as an economic issue versus trying to stop or prevent or cure cancer, if the American Cancer Society's own motto is to stop cancer is true, why would it be up there talking about we would like more cash? We talk about agendas here on Fix the Family, Fix America. It's very, very important you know why people are asking for more money, and yet cancer rates are increasing. Not good at all. Now, a woman's amnesia in Britain, this woman has anterior grade amnesia caused by head injury. She suffered in two vehicle crashes more than 20 minutes ago. 20 years ago. That would be breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. 20 minutes ago. Anyway, her amnesia in the two caused by the head injuries now makes her only remember 1 year. She crashed in a 1985 motorcycle crash, and then she got in a car crash 5 years later. She was diagnosed with epilepsy in 1994, and she now only remembers 1994. She wakes up every morning thinking it is 1994, and it is the last year she can remember. So she is her own groundhog year from this head trauma. wakes up every morning and parties like it's 1994. We wish her well, but 1994, what was the number one song in 1994? Let me see what her, let me see what she's got to wake up to. Oh, it's The Sign from Ace of Base. She has to wake up to The Sign from Ace of Base. Every morning, 1994, number one song. I just wanted to see what she had to wake up to. It's very important. Another woman was too fat to leave her home. She was rescued by a cherry picker. Firemen had to cut the 420-pound woman out of her house because she was having difficulty breathing. I know for a fact I would have difficulty, most of us would have difficulty breathing with 420 pounds sitting on our chest. She is in now in stable condition after she suffered through the breathing difficulties in South London home. The ambulance crew was unable to get her out of the house. They had to bring in a cherry picker to bring her out the window and driven to the hospital. She didn't remember it until she was visited by her husband, Alan, and she said, "I got taken out of the house by a big fire engine." Mom of the week. So we don't have time. We've got only a minute remaining, ladies and gentlemen. That's bad because I should have heard in 90 seconds. But Mom of the week. Mom of the week. Orangeburg, South Carolina. Shaquan Dooley. Let me repeat her name. Shaquan Dooley. There's my 90 seconds. Shaquan Dooley murders her sons ages 1 and 2. Now, they have found out, they thought that she drove the car into the river, strapping them in the seats before submerging her car in the river. Now, they're saying that they found the two toddlers were suffocated with her bare hands before going into the river. Her direct response to why she did it is she said she was fed up with her mother telling her she couldn't take care of the children and she wasn't taking care of the children and she just wanted to be free. Mom of the Week, Orangeburg, South Carolina. Shaquan Dooley was tired of the burden of ages 1 and 2 of her sons, so she chokes them with her bare hands, then drives them into a river strapped in the car. I'd like to thank you for listening to Fix the Family, Fix America. That is a very sour note, but Mom of the Week helps you think and look at your children and know that you are, you, by listening to this show, you are going to be a better mom, dad, and et cetera. Now, go to work, do your work, go home, kiss your spouse or significant other, kiss your children, and have a good night's sleep. See you next week. Thank you.